Appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I want you to know I am a happy child of God. We were singing that song Called Out. I hope you're a happy child of God too. When you think of all those things that we've been called out to do, to raise the standard, to raise the banner, to hold the standard, to be a witness, to show forgiveness, those are wonderful things, and I appreciate the opportunity to get to do that, and I'm glad I get to serve the Lord. What the Lord has for us tonight is regarding confidence. Have you ever been around a insecure person? Insecure person does something and it's not quite done right. So you go back and try to tell them, I really wanted it to be done this way. What does the insecure person do? They are very emotional, yes. They're distraught, I can't do anything right. An insecure person, I guess I'll just do it wrong next time. And do you know, as Christians, sometimes we actually act very insecure. But that had not ought to be, because we serve a great big God. And we are His child. And you have a right to claim that citizenship, a right to claim that. But many times, this is what my ear hears, and I've even heard it out of these lips. I don't know why we're going through this. I don't know. When it rains, it pours. But you know, our confidence is in the Lord, is in a mighty God. And when He chooses you, He does it for a special reason. So I want to point you to some biblical examples that we have in our Bible that shows us the proper confidence we should have. And it's not confidence in ourselves. It's confidence because they were serving a living God. And we have that same one to serve today. When the Lord chooses something in your path that is difficult next time, because there will be some, it may not be today, but just hold on. You'll get something. Say, yes, Lord, thank you, and what should I do next? You think of that. When you have a confident employee and they come to you and say, it's not working out quite like I wanted it to. Could you show me how to do it better? What kind of employee is that? It's very invaluable. Well, that's what the Lord is when He's shouldering us with something. He's saying, I have the confidence because I know what I can do through you. Right. We don't have confidence in ourselves, but we can have confidence in the great big God that these characters served also. So we're going to start out with David. David had a lot of confidence, didn't he? 1 Samuel. We've heard this many times, but it's good to remind ourselves because this is the same God that we serve. It was hundreds of years ago, under different circumstances. We don't face Philistines. We don't face a giant that has six fingers and stands towering over us anymore. We don't face those kind of giants. But the giants we do face are just as real in a different sense. And we can have the same confidence that David did. So I want to repeat these words that he said. 17 and 45, 1 Samuel. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the air. And to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. What kind of confidence did he have? Did he have it in his sling?
No,
he truly did not. This was only, he was just faith in action, if you want to say that. He had the sling, he had the stones, but it was not, his trust was not, I have this mighty sling, and I am going to sling it. It will hit you between the eyes, you will fall dead at my feet, and then I will take the sword. He said, no, you come to me with all that you have, but I come to you with something greater than what you've got. And when we face the enemy, we need to have that same kind of lip service. We need to be saying to the enemy, you come to me with everything you've got, but I have behind me God. He's with me. It doesn't matter what you have. I've got something greater. May you have that confidence. Daniel 3:16. Let's talk about the three Hebrew children. They were facing something very real. Talk about peer pressure. This was great. This was intent. And I tell you, that is one of the greatest forces to get people to do things of any other force that I have seen, is the peer pressure of it. 3:16 of Daniel, when they were faced with this. And if you'll go to the 15th. Now, if ye be ready, that at the time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all the kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Do we have spirits out there that say, who is that God?
Yes.
We have that. Who is that God that's going to make you do what I want you to do, make you not do? Who is that God? And they were confident in their God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. That's where our confidence needs to be. That we don't even have to choose our words. That it spills out of our mouth and says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Their confidence was to the point that whether they were delivered or whether they were consumed by the fire, it didn't matter to them. That's where our confidence needs to be. Not an insecure Christian that says, I just don't know. Oh, this load is so heavy. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Because those emotions are real, I'm telling you. But look to the God you serve. Look to the God you serve. Joshua and Caleb. Love them, love them. Numbers, the 13th chapter. Who is the God that you serve? Is he real to you? When they came back, they had a report. There were several that had a report. 12 went out. 10 came back with negative reports. Oh, we're not going to be able to survive in combat with them. We're just going to be as grasshoppers. We're insects that they'll just swat at because they're so mighty. Their fortresses are so, their cities are walled. And we know what happened with Jericho. But anyway, the cities are walled. They're fortified. We can't do this. It's just better for us to stay here. But Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit. May we have that same spirit. Because it's the same God we serve. And they weren't careful in what they said to the people either. And Caleb, the 30th verse, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land. You know, it cost them something. Do you know what it cost them? It cost them their very lives. You're right. It was evil. And they weren't able to conquer it at all. But Joshua and Caleb kept that within their hearts. And it was reported later that Caleb says, these 40 years has not abated my strength. I was 40, now I'm 80. And I feel as young and spry as I did then. That's kind of a remarkable report, isn't it?
Yes.
Manna, that was a good thing to eat. But he was saying, give me this mountain. My courage has not abated in 40 years. Because it's the same God that I serve. And we are well able, and we know what Joshua did with that walled city, don't we? But it wasn't Joshua, it's because of the God they served. The God they serve. And I thank the Lord for that. I appreciate this. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves. Job, do you realize that when you are a confident Christian, when you are a confident child of God, that the Lord is going to say to the enemy, have you considered my servant? In this one he said, have you considered my servant Job? And Job had this confidence. Job 13 and 15. We have a confidence because we want the walled cities to fall down and the enemy to be slain. But his confidence was even beyond that. It was a Hebrew children confidence that said, in 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Yet will I trust in him. Okay, so if he slays us, if he allows that to happen, what happens then? It's just the wonderful beginning, isn't it? So this is what we have. And we have an enemy that's trying to paint the picture so dark that you're not going to be able to survive it. Things are stirring in the world, is it not? Does it not look blacker now than it did last week even?
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
Is it going to get blacker? And I've heard some people say, I fear for my children. I fear for my grandchildren because what will they have to face? And yes, you feel those as a parent. But give them the God that you serve. Let's go back to David again. David said something. Well, I've lost it now. But it's the one that in essence says, by him I have leaped over a wall. I have run through a troop. Why? That is supernatural. Well, who is supernatural? It's the God that we serve. It's the God that we serve. If you can give your children the same assurance that you have, or you can be an insecure Christian, and I will guarantee your children will be insecure too. I don't know how this is going to end up. I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know if he's going to let us down or not. And your children will pick that up, and they'll carry it even a little further, because in their eyes he won't be able to do anything. But do you really serve this God? Do you really know him to have enough confidence in his ability? Are you close enough to him? Have you had enough trials in your life to know that you can have the victory in those trials? That you can show your children there were some victories won here because we serve a mighty God, and point them to that? Or was the failure yours? Lord, I just didn't think it was going to work out right, so I took care of it myself. But anyway, we trust that's not your confidence. May your confidence be in the Lord, in the God whom we serve, and knowing that he can do all things. Some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we will remember the name of our Lord. I desire you pray for me.